Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I just want to tell you, you know, I remember when years ago when you spent your life watching Star Trek. Was it Star Trek? Is that what it was back in the 1812s?
Yeah, way back.
Balcony back. And so then I remember going to you to your home. I think it was a commercial during your program or something. I don't know what it was. And you and Trace were intensely waiting for the program to come back on or something. I don't know what it was. And I'm just thinking, like, life has to have more meaning, guys, than this.
Right,
and I remember sitting on your floor before I knew what your dog did.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you guys were on the couch.
Yeah,
and I was
we don't sit on the floor.
I was leaning back with no telling what my hand was touching. Anyway, so I'm talking to you, and I said, because a plane just went down, a jetliner just went down in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that's back when Canada was a country and America was a separate country. So we're probably hearing this now. We're America. Canada.
Yeah, I forget what they call it now.
And Amero. And so I'm talking to you. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we are going to talk. We have so many things we want to talk to you about. But this is what the Lord just laid on my heart, because I'm going to talk to you about some news in a moment, and it won't make sense. But I'll mention this. We're going to talk about, you know, we're ambassadors of Christ Jesus. What does God really feel that you have the right to do with your money, what you want to do with your money? We're going to talk about that because Jesus says something about that. And we're going to talk about, hopefully, the first, second, and third great awakening, what comes after that. And are you the dream? Are you the hero in all your dreams? Are you the hero in all your dreams and everybody else the villain? And so much more. But remember this, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm here.
Wait, what you messing with? No, I'm not. Anyway, he's fixing stuff. So I was leaning back on on the floor, and y'all didn't even tell me. You didn't even tell me. You didn't even tell me that your dog could not contain itself.
It wasn't my dog. I didn't claim that one.
Wash me, Jesus. And so then I'm saying, you know, that jetliner went down in Canada. And the thing was, is, you know, it's appointed once to die and then the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, 100,000+ at a minimum are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is that I had for you, remember what the question was?
Yeah, I do.
What was the question? What was the question?
Well, you said if I was on that plane that went down.
In Canada. Everybody died.
Would I have any regrets?
This is right before Star Trek came on again.
Right, I had it at TiVo'd, yeah.
That was before TiVo, probably.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Not Tim Tebow.
Oh, I probably had a tape cassette in the thing.
Right. Yeah. You had a couple of months just writing down notes what happened. They're going to tell it to you. Sign it.
Yeah, I remember that question. And I had to be honest.
Yeah.
I had a lot of regrets. I would have at that point in my life.
And so many people today or where you were then. I mean, obviously, would you have any regrets today?
Not one.
Not one. No, but the thing is that you're going to your gathering every single, at least once every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there. If you're watching me on Christian Television Network, you can see this. You're sitting there like this. I mean, really, seriously. And it's not that you don't care about the man or the lady speaking. It's not that you don't care about the people beside you. But you're on disconnect. Your spirit's going, what is this? And besides, I was up all last night watching Star Trek, so how am I going to be able to stay awake now?
Right.
I'm serious. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, obviously, that was your addiction, you and Captain Kirk. But a lot of people are there. I mean, they may have spent all night on the internet. And, I mean, you could look. It is amazing. If you get on the internet and you just look at, you go, okay, I'm going to find this YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
But then you type in youtube.com and then the front page of YouTube comes up. You go, oh, what's that? And you click on that. You go, oh, that was funny. And then click, 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 click. 45 minutes later, it's like, what happened to 45? Do you know what I can do in 45 minutes for God?
No doubt.
And you know, I just watch kitten videos. Like, did you see that cat jump and miss the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, you just see.
I mean, it's like, wouldn't let the dog pass. Did you see those?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. These
now,
terrified
now it was Star
dogs.
Trek. Now it's kitten videos. Yeah. Okay. So, no, seriously. And I realized you got to take a hold of that because it will just pull you in. Mm-hmm. And you're really doing nothing, even though your soul's kind of, you know, enjoying that. And every now and then you need a laugh. Listen to VFM Radio.
Yeah, really?
You can laugh at us all day long while you're learning in many different ways. I'm sure people are laughing. And so a lot of people right now, Pat, are like that. Mm-hmm. And they're asleep. That's what that is. That's asleep. I mean, one of the most powerful moves in American history was going on at that time. Mm-hmm. One of the most powerful moves going on in history at that time. And John, who is out, by the way, with our sponsors and our businesses today, and we just thank you so much as we're getting feedback from you and how you are standing with us. Please visit our sponsors. Go to bfntv.com and visit our sponsors today. You can find out who they are, how to get a hold of them. But he ran into a particular student that was a student at BRSM, Brownsville Revival School of Ministry, during the Brownsville Revival, and I'm not going to say his name out loud, but we knew him back then, and the question he asked was, or he said was, you know, back then I totally didn't understand, you know, what God was doing. Why would God be doing anything else other than what was going on? I'm kind of paraphrasing that instead of being defined. And then he says, when he looks at all those who were involved in what we were involved in then, and sees what they're involved in now, he says, I totally get it. I totally get it. I totally get what Greg was doing. And it's like, you got, and the thing about it, it didn't make sense to me, but it's what God said. It makes sense today.
Right.
But when God calls you to do something, you just got to follow God. And he'll take you on you don't need a bungee jump when you're following God. Every day is a bungee jump.
That's all right.
You're looking over the edge going, how am I going to accomplish all this today? Dear God. And so if you were to die today, but this is what I'm talking about today in the context of, this is how things are cranking up in Belgium today. The news is reporting today, CBN News is reporting, that they already have a law that they can euthanize, which is kill adults. Mm. You know, I'm a, you know. I have seen Chris limping around here a little bit. We're kind of weighing things out. We don't know if we're going to lay him down or not.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
It's like, walk straight. Can you imagine? I was just going to the chiropractor, and I was just at the throne of judgment. They gave me a shot, and I'm here. And so the question is, not today. Well, even further than that, right now they're passing a law, according to CBN News, and you can see this on CBN News. They're passing a law. They already passed half of their legislature already passed it. Mm-hmm. That you can children can be euthanized. Children can be killed. Not children in the womb. Mm-hmm. Children walking around can be killed. And they've already passed it. They say pretty much they're going to pass it. So they can kill you when you're old. They can kill you before you have a voice. And they can even kill you when you're young.
Wow.
And the question is today, if you were to be euthanized today, so you think you're not going to ride planes, so you're not going to die. But you could, the future where we're going, according, I just read this book this year, Dr. Dobson's Father. I think it's called Fathering or Father. It's a good book. Talks exactly about it. I mean, it was just like, he's talking to God and somebody else about what's going on. And it was the legislature in this whole story. The story was, they don't have any more nursing homes. They don't have any more assisted living facilities. You just go check in, but you never check out.
Oh, wow.
And they just kind of, you know, put on fantasy music, inject some sort of serum into your arm, and make you watch a Saints game as you fade out.
That'd be tragic.
It'll have to be a rerun of a Super Bowl. So it's not today, because, you know, you're thinking you can predict the end of your life. But right now, Satan is working overtime to end human life on the face of this earth. Overtime. He's not waiting for a plane crash or a bus crash or a car crash or you just die of what, something going on. But he's wanting to take you out while you still have all this wisdom as an older folks, an older man, or old man or woman. And as a child, before you even have a voice in the womb, and now they're fixing the past. Belgium's about to pass. So you can kill you as a child. If the child thinks, I mean, the question should stop right there. The question should stop right there. If a child thinks, but the rest of it is that they want to be euthanized, then they should. It's like, have you raised children? I mean, she comes home from school thinking she wanted to be euthanized that day because Jimmy told her he didn't love her anymore. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
How many children wouldn't make it? One of the leading causes of suicide, I mean, age groups of suicides are teenagers. I mean,
right.
You're going to have teenagers lining up for some law like that because they got their feelings hurt or somebody hated them on Facebook. You know, just euthanize me. No, honey, don't think. We're your parents. We're going to help you get through this. Believe me, it gets worse. They can get through this kind of stuff. All kinds of people are going to talk about you. I mean, look. And so this is the question I have for you today. Years ago, back before I had gray hair and had hair, and I sat on his living room poo floor, and as he was waiting for Star Trek to come back on again, I asked the question, back when Saints fans were wearing bags.
Wearing bags, yeah.
NFL football team. I asked him the question because the jetliner went down to Canada. If you were in that jet, if you were in that aircraft and you crashed today and you're dead, because you see, this is what happens. The moment you die, your body dies, you're standing before the presence of the Lord and you're answering for your life. The question is, when you're standing before the throne of God, do you have any regret? Will you have any regrets? At that time, he had a ton of regrets. But let me tell you something. I know for a fact this man only has two regrets. He has no regrets at all. I mean, he's a Saints fan. I mean, he doesn't. He's laid it all down. He's laid it all down. So is his wife, Tracy. And they've lived their life for God. And what a beautiful thing, because it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. How about you? Are you going to continue there with your head bobbing every once a week, you know, trying to get to your next TV episode, try to go to your next hunting trip, do whatever else, just kind of entertain yourself and say, you know what? God, I'm going to give my life to you. I'm truly going to be a follower of you. I'm going to live my life with no regrets. If they were to euthanize you today, child, babe, adult, would you have any regrets? I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order
and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.